Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, this escalated very, very quickly. Donald Trump just pissed off all of our allies after 3 days of humiliating himself at the G7 conference in France. Not only was he wandering around, bumbling around, acting like a narcissistic fool, but on day three, Donald Trump decides to do an interview with Italian media. In this interview with Italian media, Donald Trump directly takes jabs at their Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. So immediately, the foreign minister of Italy cancels a trip to the United States, which we'll get to in one moment. And then Giorgia Meloni herself, just 2 hours ago, issued a video response where she names Donald Trump. And she essentially says in this video that he's acting like an asshole towards allies. She says it in other words, but I want to play for you this video and walk through the series of events that have happened because it's actually more mind-blowing than most people realize. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below if you appreciate these breaking news videos. We have more formats coming out soon. So I guess I just want to start here. Donald Trump has been abusing our European allies in a very, very reckless manner since even before he took office. But once he took office, he threatened to impose 25% tariffs on all of these countries if they didn't give him Greenland, or if they didn't pressure Denmark into giving him Greenland. He then began to place rampant tariffs on certain European countries with really weird demands, wild demands. I mean, there was a moment where he was pissed at Norway's prime minister for not giving him the Nobel Peace Prize, even though Norway has no control over that. This all happened. So we're at a point where all of these prime ministers and presidents are sick of Donald Trump, and they're saying it out loud. They're running out of Fs to give, and they're saying out loud that Trump is not presidential, that he's not acting like an ally. And honestly, he has been a huge asshole to every single allied country while being oddly friendly towards every single opposition country. So Russia is currently invading Ukraine, and Trump has acted more friendly towards Vladimir Putin than any of our allies in NATO or the G7. So, you know, before I play the interview that sparked all of this between the Italian media and Donald Trump, where Trump says, "I don't know what to tell you. She begged me to take a photo with her." Before I play this for you, I want to show you some context as to what's been happening at the G7, because now that you know who Giorgia Meloni is, she's a blonde woman on screen now, standing a little bit next to Trump, I want to show you this clip of Trump wandering off, and you can hear Giorgia Meloni, I believe, going, other side, trying to direct him around because he's acting like a toddler.
Thank you. Viva.
They're all like laughing at him while he walks around like he soiled his pants. Why is he standing like that? What the absolute hell? But to continue, there's another clip of Trump not being able to adjust his seat, and you see Giorgia Meloni in this clip too. She looks over at him right here. And then she kind of just starts smiling because she's like, this can't be.
It's too late, they got it. Did you get it up?
Oh, you used the chair?
You can. Oh,
okay. Up at the general's chair. He had three.
Yeah, his is fine.
When you look at yourself in a picture, you say, What happened? I have the lowest hearing in the whole room.
You know what?
That's great.
It was the UN.
Oh, is that it?
I'm kidding.
You remember that. That's funny.
Oh my, our toddler president is causing a scene because his chair is slightly too low. That is genuinely, literally what is happening. Let me play for you this clip of Trump and Italian media. It's gone through multiple translators.
Ministro, come sta?
It's gone through multiple translators, so let me just read it off for you. Donald Trump says, "How is your prime minister? How is she?" The reporter says, "Well, you just met at the G7. What do you think? What do you think about the conversation you had sitting on that little couch?" Trump says, "What did she say when she met me?" Reporter, I imagine she was happy to meet you and have a friend like you. Trump says, she's probably glad I spoke with her. I wasn't obligated to speak with her. Reporter says, can you tell me about that meeting? Trump says, I don't know what to tell you. She begged me to take a photo with her. She wanted a photo with me so badly. I might not have even done it, but I felt sorry for her. What the absolute hell? Why? Why would you do this? Why would you say this? Then the Italian foreign minister, Antonio Tajani, comes out and says, the serious and offensive words of President Trump towards Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni offend all of Italy. For this reason, I have decided to cancel my visit to the United States scheduled for the next 21 and 22 of June. So he was right about to leave for the United States, and he has canceled it. This is like the authoritarian spiral that happens that Donald Trump is trying to set us on. He pushes our allies away by being an absolute asshole, and then when our allies are harder to reach and create their own coalition, he goes, see, they don't want to work with us. And then he basically spirals us into this isolationist, anti-global trade view where we are all collectively struggling even more. Giulio points out, Italy's foreign minister cancels his trip to the United States after President Trump reportedly says Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni begged him for a photo at the G7 summit. Ian Bremmer points out, Italian Prime Minister is saying publicly what most U.S. allies have been saying privately for the past year and a half. I want to play for you this video of Giorgia Meloni. She's speaking in Italian, so we found a translated version where there is a voiceover. Let me play for you the voiceover very quickly.
So, certain things deserve an immediate response. Donald Trump's statements are completely made up. I am frankly appalled. I don't know why the President of the United States behaves this way with his own allies. It's not the first time this has happened, after all. I can only say it's a shame he doesn't show the same determination with the enemies of the West, with the enemies of the United States, with leaders with whom instead he proves to be much more accommodating. But there is one thing he must remember. Italy and I never beg.
Damn, that is Italy's Prime Minister calling out Trump and saying, basically directly saying, he's more pro-Russia, pro-China, pro-Iran than pro-America or pro-West at the end of the day. If you read between the lines of what she's saying, it's not hard. She's saying, why is he so incredibly accommodating for these enemies of the West like Russia, literally rolling out the red carpet for Vladimir Putin, literally treating him like a king, and then Donald Trump constantly derides the very allies that have helped protect us. I mean, even with Israel, Trump has approved tens of billions of dollars of weapon sales to Israel and treated them better than any of these European allies. I understand that, like, no country is perfect. The United States' foreign policy hasn't been perfect. Europe and each of their countries' foreign policy has never been perfect, of course. But these are our allies. These are the countries that are in it with us and that genuinely care. So let me read this one more time. Meloni says, certain things deserve an immediate response. Donald Trump's statements are completely fabricated. I am frankly appalled. I don't know why the President of the United States behaves this way towards his allies. After all, it's not the first time it happened. I can only say it's a pity that he doesn't show the same determination with enemies of the West, enemies of the United States, with leaders towards whom he instead proves to be much more accommodating. But he must remember one thing, Italy and I never beg. At the exact same time, Donald Trump's memorandum of understanding with Iran just fell apart. Israel is continuing to escalate towards Hezbollah. Israel is continuing to strike Lebanon in the heart of their country, the heart of Beirut. And due to that, the Iranians aren't going to follow any sort of deal. And Trump basically just backed off the memorandum. So it starts with Ben-Gavir, this insane, incredibly monstrous man, the foreign minister of Israel. He says, for every tear of an Israeli mother, 1,000 Lebanese mothers must weep. All of Lebanon must burn. With all due respect to the Americans, he says, you know, calling out Trump's deal, Israel must make it clear to the entire world that the blood of our sons and the security of our citizens are not forfeit. All of Lebanon must burn. Our supreme duty is to protect the citizens of Israel and the soldiers of the IDF. I told the Prime Minister, even in our private meetings, for every tear of an Israeli mother, 1,000 Lebanese mothers must weep. This guy is effing psychotic. Even Piers Morgan, who I'm sure you and I have all had problems with in one way or another over the past few years. Even Piers Morgan just tweeted out, how can anyone still support this Israeli government when psychopathic monsters like Ben Gavir are ministers in it, advocating genocide in Lebanon? Disgusting. What Piers Morgan doesn't realize, or what he maybe realizes and doesn't say, is that even Donald Trump made a similar threat towards Iran. He said, an entire civilization will be wiped out tonight, never to be seen again. Did Ben Gavir write that tweet for him or something? So then, after Israel continues to escalate in Lebanon, Iran starts to, you know, kind of wiggle out of the memorandum of understanding, rightfully so. So Trump does the whole, you know, you can't fire me, I quit. He does the whole, she didn't break up with me, I broke up with her before she broke up with me. No. After this all escalated overnight, Donald Trump comes out and says, we didn't meet out of desperation. Iran did. They are finished. We'll play out the 60 days. They get no money, not 10 cents. So Trump already regrets his much-hyped Iran deal and is essentially pulling out of it, saying, we'll play out the 60 days. They're not going to get any of the money because we were going to put together a $300 billion package by pressuring the Gulf countries that Iran was just striking at due to us. So, I mean, I've shown you clips of Donald Trump acting like a complete fool, but this is perhaps the most embarrassing one thus far. This clip is from June 18th. It's of French President Emmanuel Macron pulling off what could be the greatest diplomatic troll of all time by getting Trump to sign the $300 billion U.S. surrender to Iran deal in Versailles. He's signing the treaty in Versailles. Think about it. Here's Donald Trump signing the deal that has already fallen apart, that he already clearly regrets. Notice it's the same exact signature on his letter to Epstein from 2003 in that birthday book. They're all treating him like a child, and by extension, Marco Rubio like a child. Macron's not genuinely impressed by a deal being signed. He knows this is an absolutely shit deal, but they're all just treating Trump like a child because they know that this could spark into some weird, chaotic game if they don't. So, when Trump said about Georgia Maloney, quote, she's probably happy I talked to her. I didn't have to talk to her. She begged me to take a photo with her. She wanted a photo with me so much, I wouldn't even have done it, but I felt sorry for her. He hasn't said anything, even nearly that level, about Vladimir Putin, about Xi Jinping. I mean, this is what Georgia Maloney looked like talking to Donald Trump. It doesn't look like she's begging anything. I absolutely, absolutely can't believe our president is out there causing fights when he is failing to even secure an off-ramp for this war. He sends out two tweets then, 13 minutes ago. The war has diminished Iran. It doesn't any longer have an air force, a navy, anti-aircraft equipment, radar, or anything else, and yet Democrats say Iran is better off now than it was 4 months ago. Yeah, they are. They're in a stronger regional position due to them having the Strait of Hormuz closed and told. Trump then says, we didn't meet out of desperation. Iran did. They are finished. We'll play out the 60 days, as I read. I mean, the deal is falling apart. I'm going to leave it there. He is embarrassing us all on the global stage, not making any progress on the promises he made, and kind of just weakening all of our positions by proxy, by being an absolute asshole. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.